I would like to share beautiful insight from this week's Parsha, which is extremely relevant to us today on Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. The theme of the Devar Torah is about Malchus, but not how the Melech treats us, but more importantly, how we treat, if we may, how we interact with the Melech of Klal Yisrael, the nation of the Jewish people. The Pasuk says, you should place upon yourselves a king who is chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is giving us a mandate, a mitzvah d'oraisa, to place upon ourselves a melech who is going to guide us and direct us, lead us, educate us, and how to follow the will of Hashem. Because of this pasuk, the Radak asks in Shmuel Aleph, in Perek Ches, Pasuk Vav, where the pasuk says, "Vayera hadava be'enei Shmuel kasher amu tana lanu melech l'shavteinu." The pasuk says that Shmuel was upset; it was bad in his eyes when Klal Yisrael said, "Give us a king, tana lanu melech l'shavteinu. Give us a king to judge us." And Shmuel, for some reason, was upset about that, and asks the Radak why. They're asking exactly what the Torah told us to ask for. The Torah said, "Soim tosim alach melech." So why did Shmuel get upset? And my father-in-law, Agadim Reb Shimon B'Tan Zichron Levracha, gives a fantastic answer, a beautiful, beautiful insight in the role of a king and how we, as the klal, need to interact with the melech. He bases it on a pasuk in Vayikra regarding the korban mincha of a chatas. The pasuk in Vayikra Hey Yud Aleph says, "Lo yosim aleha shemen, v'lo yitin aleha levoina ki chatas hi." And my father-in-law asked, why did the Torah switch the verbs in the middle of the pasuk? It starts off saying, "Lo yosim aleha," a verb lasim, which means to place and to put. And then it uses a similar verb, "V'lo yitin aleha levoina," also to place or to put. So why would the Torah find necessary to switch from yosim to yitin? Just keep one verb, keep it consistent. And he says a beautiful insight, differentiating between the nuance of those two verbs, which sound so similar to each other. The word yosim, he says, really reflects a placement of something which gets absorbed, which gets immersed into its entity. Like the pasuk says, "Lo yosim aleha shemen," don't place oil into it, because oil the liquid form will flow into the korban mincha, will become immersed in it, will be absorbed by it, and therefore the Torah uses the word "lo yosim," as opposed to "lo yitain." The word "yitain," he says, doesn't mean to put on in a way that's going to get immersed, but rather the more obvious usage of the word latain, to put on top of it. So yasim means it gets absorbed into it, and yitain means just to place on top of it, to place with it, to place next to it. And therefore he says that the Torah is using specific verbs, one regarding the oil, which lo yasim, because oil gets absorbed, versus la yitain, concerning the levina, because levina gets just placed, it's an ingredient, gets placed on top of the korban mincha. And therefore he says that's the difference between what the pasuk was mandating us in Parshas Shoftim versus what Klal Yisrael were requesting in Sefer Shmuel. When the Torah says "Soim tosim alecha melech," place upon yourselves a king, that means it should be a king who we are willing to let that king get absorbed into us as a nation, who we are as a people, how we act, how we behave. A melech, a king that's going to guide us and direct us, it's going to teach us the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's what the Torah wants from us. But what we wanted was the word "tana lanu," give us a king, place a king, not a king who's going to be interacting with us, who's going to be involved in our lives, but rather more of a figurehead, a monarch that we can say we are no different than any other nation. Like today we have the Queen of England, more of a figurehead than an actual functioning Malchus. And he says that's the difference between Lassim and Litain, and that's why Shmuel HaNavi was bad in his eyes when Klal Yisrael requested that type of request. They did not say Sim Lanu Melech, they said Tana Lanu Melech, and that was the difference. I think it's such a beautiful, beautiful insight to understand how we need to interact with a melech and what our expectations should be. But as well, I think it's extremely relevant as we are now entering Elul and we're leading up to the Yom which we are going to be Mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to think to ourselves, what role does the Kadosh Baruch Hu really play in our lives? Is he a melech which is a son tosim melech? Is he a melech which gets absorbed into our lives? Or is it a melech of a tenelanu? That we're happy that he's there and we are glad that he's there and we love God, but if he starts getting too involved in our lives and too many mandates and too many laws, then it doesn't work for us anymore. And something which we need to think about as we begin to prepare ourselves to be Mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the great day of Rosh Hashanah, and how, not just what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us, but how do we see him in our own personal lives.